India Planning Board meeting for October 5th, 2022. Would you please all rise and salute the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
We can call.
Yeah, Tim, can you please sit?
Yeah.
Yep, Tim.
In place of Joyce. Mike, Santa, would you like to sit in place of Rudy?
Sure.
If you want to come on up.
Was COVID going through the planning board?
I don't know. I think Rudy had a better offer.
All right. So I'll take attendance. Brian?
It wouldn't take much.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes, here.
Mark's here. Josh?
Here.
Tim?
Here.
And Mike?
Yes.
All right. So we'll go over some of the old business. Case number 17-002, amended site plan, applicant, Wildcat Land Development Services, LLC, 43 Lawson Farm Road, Londonderry, New Hampshire, 03053. Owner, Wildcat Land Development Services, LLC, 43 Lawson Farm Road, Londonderry. Property location, 285 Old Candia Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map, 410, Lot 137, intent. Request an extension of time to comply with the conditions of approval from, and this is going to be an adjustment, change August to October 1st, 2022, to November 1st, 2022.
That's not what it says on that.
No.
Right, that's what...
It's a mistake.
It was a typo. So I need a motion for that.
I'll make a motion to grant an extension of time to comply with the conditions of approval from October 1st to November 1st, 2022.
I'll second that.
And Brian, second.
So, sorry, Mark, before we're changing both dates. It says August to September. It's going to be October to November?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, I'll roll call on that. Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Mark, yes. Josh?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, so for case number 22-004, major site plan, public hearing continued. Applicant 23 Main Street, LLC, 14 Main Street, Candia, New Hampshire. Owners 23 Main Street, Candia, LLC, 14 Main Street, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 23 Main Street, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 409, Lot 91. Intent, major site plan for a 29-unit elderly housing development. Further proceedings on this application are stayed pursuant to Superior Court order dated August 5th, 2022. So we'll go down to the next one. Case 22-006, conditional use permit. Public hearing continued. Applicant James Logan, 273 Currier Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property owner James Logan, 273 Currier Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, New Boston Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map, 406, Lot 97. Intent, conditional use permit for a 39-unit elderly housing subdivision. And I believe I was notified that this is to be continued. So we will move that to being continued to the next meeting of the 19th. And also case 22-006, major site plan, public hearing continued. Applicant James Logan, 273 Currier Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property owner James Logan, 273 Currier Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, New Boston Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 406, Lot 97, intent major subdivision for a 39-unit elderly housing subdivision. That is also continued to the 19th. So next on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Which ones?
Let's start with September 7th.
We got August 24th there, too.
Oh, August 24th? All right. That one, then.
That was just the GIS meeting, all right? Right.
What's that? Yeah, that was mostly the GIS meeting.
Yeah.
It's very, very small, but the last line, line 124, just says motion to adjourn Jay Pouliot, Jay Lindsay seconding. I don't know if there just needs to be some punctuation between my name and Judy's name. I don't know if that's too small of a change.
Well, yeah, it should be just the reverse. Your name, and then it should say second by Judy. You're right.
Yeah.
So just to change the seconded part.
Mm-hmm. Judy, did you find anything?
No, I didn't. All set.
You didn't mind being named right after him, right?
Yeah. Right. All right. I'll take a motion for the minutes.
I'll make a motion that we accept the August 24th minute as amended.
I'll second.
And Josh, second. All right. Brian?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Mark, yes. Josh?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now we move on to the September 7th meeting. Did anybody see any corrections that needed to be done? Judy, did you see any corrections that you wanted fixed?
No, thank you. Everything looks just fine.
Perfect.
I'll take a motion.
I'll make that motion to accept as presented.
Okay. Thank you, Judy. And
I'll second it.
And Brian, second. All right. Brian.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Mark. Yes. Josh.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
And Mike.
Yes.
Okay. Now, that is completed. Other business, town planning?
Yeah, I had something here. I got from Southern Hampshire Planning. And it's basically asking the town or anyone in that capacity, working for the town, if they have any input on safety issues, signage, lights, any of that kind of stuff. So I decided to pull that and bring it here because we do have, I think, a couple things. Obviously, we're going to be working with Southern Hampshire Planning and the state on the intersection and the possible rerouting of that. But the other one that came to mind was Main Street and Chester Road, where we didn't get, at least I didn't get any satisfaction out of DOT. Trying to do anything down there. And I don't know what could be done, but that was one area I thought would be a good position to bring to them.
Yeah, that's a pretty blind hill coming.
It's a nasty. Just because we haven't had fatalities or a lot of crashes doesn't mean it can't.
There's no sight line there.
No, none at all. We tried the mirror, and the only place the mirror would work is a spot where the landowner didn't want it.
You also assume that people are going to use the mirror. In that situation.
Well, I mean,
it's better than nothing, but
right.
I can tell you getting a heavy duty truck out of that intersection
is tough. Yeah, it's very tough. Yeah.
When I used to commute to work, I would go that way all summer long, and you know, it was always a turn left and get across as quick as you can.
As quick as you could get the safe position. Yeah.
Especially when you're on two wheels, it's not a pleasant situation.
Should we ask the road agent if you have a suggestion?
I think.
Did you get this?
No.
Get it?
I haven't checked my mailbox.
Okay.
Yet. I really think the best way to fix that intersection, obviously there's a house there, which kind of stinks, but is really to where it goes up that hill, I think it's all ledge. So that just needs to be taken out so it's flat and you can see instead of having it be a hill. That's really the only way to fix
that. That's going to make that driveway even worse.
Well,
that driveway is going to come straight down.
Unfortunately, that's really the only way that you're going to get sight distance without a mirror.
Right.
Could we bring where Chester Road meets Main Street, could that be raised up quite a bit? So when you come up over the hill, you can see?
Not unless you've got a...
that's a lot of fill. A
couple hundred acres of land you can use.
I mean, that's a lot of material.
You're talking almost 15 feet.
I bet you it's...
But that's 20. Also coming down Chester, and that's going up Main.
Yeah.
So I would say... Well, I mean, obviously it's DOT's road, but I think the only feasible option really would be to take that hill out. To be able to see. Now, I don't know what they would have to do, because obviously it probably would mess up that driveway.
Right.
Because there's obviously a house there. But
I don't know if they got enough property to reroute the driveway down a little further or not, towards the filling station.
With that next house up,
right.
Do they have enough?
They could come around, I don't know.
But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up, because I know we got a couple things that...
Who sent that to you?
Southern New Hampshire Planning.
Do they have some money for us?
Well, sometimes they will assist in certain things, but, obviously it's to identify and then look for solutions, and then the money gets talked about after.
This isn't the first time this has come up. I met at that intersection with, maybe 10 years ago, with Richard Radwanski over at DOT, and so it's been identified as a real, something that's real unsafe, but... They never wanted to do anything about it in the past.
There's no statistics on
fatalities.
That's what everything is based on, fatalities and accidents.
Right.
Well, being lucky doesn't count.
Right.
Fortunately, there's not a lot of traffic on Main Street. There's a lot of traffic on Chester, but there's not a lot of traffic on Main Street.
Well, there's a lot to use that to get to Patton Hill or to get out in the morning. So it does get a lot of use.
Yeah.
A lot of them just exit on the Stump Street or they get go at Adams Road just to avoid some of that.
The only thing that I could think of, and it's very unconventional, but that when you come up over the hill and you take a right, that becomes, there's no stop signs. That becomes the main, because most people travel that way. And then you'd have a stop sign coming from Main Street when you got to that T.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very unconventional, but I'm just saying that's the only thing.
That was kind of the only other thing.
Freeway stop.
And then you wouldn't have to worry about that driveway, and that's the vast majority of what everyone does.
If you didn't
want to
change the actual hill, I mean, that's the only other best way
to
do it. You would just have to make sure that, up the road a little bit, it says, there's stops.
Stop it. Stop. People are so used to not stopping.
They'd have to make a three-way stop.
Exactly.
One at on top of the hill, one at the bottom.
Well, really, it would just be an intersection.
See, when they had
a three-way intersection.
You'd have to almost stop it just after Charlie's driveway.
Up top, put one of those blinking, stops.
Well, let me give you this, Jeff, in case you don't have yours.
Yeah, sure.
And give some thought to it. We'll bring it up again at another later date if you want. If that's all right, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Any other business? All right.
I have one thing.
Go ahead, Jeff.
For Maplewood,
yep.
I know me and you have talked a little bit about movement up there. So I did actually call and speak with the developer. So their plan is to pave that top coat this month, and they have to fix a guardrail. And there's a couple other issues that are still kind of outstanding. Those are the guardrails TBD.
Driveway's one.
Yeah, the driveway's one, and we're making sure that it gets done before the top coat goes in. Some of the issues we're taking. He actually was up there taking care of them.
Okay.
Some of them are still planned to be needed. That driveway has been paved. It just hasn't been reclaimed and seated in and everything. So there's still a couple outstanding issues, but the paving, the top coat, is planned for this month at some point. Then after that's done, they'll do their final cleanup. They got to clean out all the catch basins and pick up their silt fence and all that, those kind of things. And then me and Brian will do an inspection, and then they'll come to you guys at the selectmen, and then we'll formally take it over.
All right. Yep.
I'm thinking, just from talking to the developer, we kind of talked, and we're hoping by like mid-November. Because I'd like to, if we're going to take it over this year, I'd like to take it over before winter starts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So
that area by the swamp and the guardrail, that's been all taken care of?
The guardrail has not.
No, guardrail's
not. So that work order has been put in, but he just doesn't have a date on when it's going to be taken care of.
Do all of those issues have to be done before the top?
I would like them to be. There are a few, like, you know, the reclaim of the driveway. If that doesn't really get done before the top coat, not a huge deal, but I'd like it all done beforehand. And Brian's on the same page.
Well, too. You know why? Because
he'll
lose
put
our leverage.
Yeah, he'll put the top coat on
right.
And take off.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? So we're pushing to make sure that that happens.
Now, is there anything that we can do towards
yeah,
the bond?
Yeah, not accept it.
No, not accept it, but also with the bond?
Well, the nice thing, too, is when me
we'll
and Brian don't inspect
we'll
it, you guys at the selectmen are the ones who actually take
right.
over the road. So if we find issues, you know, with our inspection, we'll just come to you with conditions that need
right.
to be taken care of before the town actually.
Usually you keep 10% anyways for a year,
yeah.
right?
We should. Well, I would hope we
right.
definitely would.
So if there's
sure
other issues, we can add to that percentage.
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I guess, the way forward with that.
Perfect.
Should be hopefully coming to a close here pretty soon.
Well, typically that's the leverage that you want to hang on to
yeah.
so they do tidy up any loose ends.
Well, the other thing, too, and he knows this, is until the town formally takes it over, he's responsible for winter maintenance.
Correct.
So that's another thing that he's just not going to want to deal with, I'm sure.
Absolutely
so,
not.
yeah. So, yeah.
Good. So we'll hear from you shortly then, I would
yep.
imagine, at the select board.
Hopefully, I'm hoping the beginning of November.
Okay.
But we'll see.
Jeff, was there something about access down to that?
So the access has actually been taken care of through... So the town does not have any responsibility to maintain that retention pond.
Right.
The issue that we came to when we inspected last year was that there was no actual easement through anybody's
right.
property
that's
to
right.
get to it.
Yeah.
So that's actually been taken care of in a couple
okay.
of the deeds, the homeowner's deeds.
Okay.
So there is access now.
Yeah. And it's the HOA's responsibility to maintain that.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not sure if there's an HOA up there, but I just know it's not the town's responsibility.
Perfect.
Hey, Mark? Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
So, I don't know if it was this week or the week before, but Rudy sent out these changes to planning and zoning laws in 2022.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was everybody to review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do about it? I mean,
I'm going to table that until Rudy's here. And he can discuss
it. Yeah, we discussed it a little bit last meeting. I don't think
yeah.
you're Mike. Those weren't like, these are the things we were going to do. It was, these are the topics we need to discuss.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but some of them do deal with how the meeting needs to be carried on and things like that. There are
yeah.
things that need to be addressed now. This past August 23rd, 2022.
You're talking the 90 days that they went up to and all that?
No, I'm actually, you know, one of the things that struck me was just the how, you know, I think, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the board has got away from whoever makes a motion on an issue needs to explain why they're voting yay or nay. And now they want it to be written. I don't know if Amy is...
with the minutes?
It's yeah, minutes. Yeah. So
is that the written finding?
Yeah, so... yes, right. And...
well, that thing I just thought was... That
so, I mean, I think some of these things should be... Well, we'll wait for Rudy, but...
Because I think that actually we should be getting some people down here to do some training for our
yeah.
planning board.
Yeah.
That's been a lack since, because
mm-hmm.
of COVID.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not an excuse, but now that they've got some money in here, let's take advantage of that training.
Yeah,
I think that's
Stephen
a
Buckley.
Really big
yep.
thing.
We haven't scheduled anything yet, Amy, have we? No.
I mean, I wish
the availability
we would be
of
able to... put a committee together on the planning board to say, okay, this is a training. You know, I'd hate to do that without the chair here to have that
right.
discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
So
right.
that's something we should probably bring up at the next meeting is let's get a committee together and try to pull in this resources for training.
Yeah, absolutely.
the Municipal Association is putting their conference on in November, I believe, again. And that is strictly all zoning and planning stuff. I mean, is the town supportive of members going to that?
Yeah.
Very much so, yeah. Like Mark said, it was just the last few years that just weren't happening.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just not the same with doing the Zoom.
Yeah, that's true.
And we know that Southern New Hampshire Planning, they're working on that housing needs assessment, and that's going to be done this year. And we haven't seen Nate Miller in a long time, and we've got that.
Right.
A lot of planning coming up around the whole intersections and all that. So it would be, I think, great to get Nate out here, get Stephen Buckley.
But it'd be good for all the alternates, too, to attend.
Absolutely.
You know, that way we catch them up on some of this stuff, too.
And then we've got...
Amy, can you put that in for the next
agenda? There was a question on whether we could do that without it being without the public being here.
He was going to try to get clarification on whether he could.
Yeah,
I know they frowned on workshops in years past.
Yeah, but if it's a public meeting, we need to put a couple of notices up.
It wasn't our restriction, it was their restriction that it couldn't be a public meeting. And our thing is, if more than three of us are here, it's a public meeting. So it's kind of a catch-22, right?
Yeah, we definitely would have to notice it.
It was public.
It was public to us.
Because we had selectmen here, we had ZBA members here, planning board members.
That's right.
So we had a pretty good crowd.
Yeah. And the other one, Mark, would be New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority.
Right.
They've got all that grant money. They've got money to do an ordinance, you know, audit, and that's a great resource. Ben Frost and George Ragin came out in 2016, gave a good presentation. I don't think Ben's doing that anymore, but there's Sarah Reitzman over there is doing that. So I think that would be a third, you know, between those three resources, plus there's grant money.
Mm-hmm.
I know available when I talk with Sarah, so. But you're right, as far as coming up with a sort of an educational plan and would be, I think, a good thing for everybody.
And I think a committee, that way the burden's not put on the chair. He's got enough to do with doing the checklists and all that. So
this year there were some significant changes in the laws.
Yeah. And then we can catch up on it.
Right.
And that was New Hampshire Finance Authority.
New Hampshire Housing Finance Authority, they've got grant, they've got money. And I know that's something that we wanted to do, but as far as doing some sort of audit, and I think it'll be really good education for the board, good education for the public, what's going on with the state versus the municipality, and
I think this should be used as leverage because many of these went into effect August 23rd, so we're delinquent in a number of these items, and some of them are kind of punitive. Section 73 of the written findings that's a big one. So I think we should be able to get...
You're talking the written decisions?
Yeah.
Yeah, those usually go out on time, though.
Okay. They
only have to be... of course, one's mailed to the applicant, and I believe they're posted on the website and out here, right?
Right here in the post office.
And the post office.
Yeah, we haven't actually had a vote on anything since time. So.
I would
but
think
you're right. It was a certain amount of time that we have to get it done.
The urgency that this presents, because it's already in effect, might allow us to get people together more quickly.
Yeah. But what we're saying is if we get that training, we catch all of us up on it, catch up on these new laws. I just think it, you know, because of COVID, there was a lack of that.
Yep.
And I think we need to get back into that.
Great.
All right. These were certificates for our
two of the three new ones.
Okay. And
they just need to be signed.
Signed up. Okay.
So was that our max? Is five? Is there a maximum?
We hit our max out.
I asked Rudy.
We got Mike. Kevin, the other woman.
Linda Carroll and Mike Gway. You want to sign that, and then Mike's here, he can come up and sign his. Mm-hmm. Now, does that go back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was delinquent and just got sworn in this afternoon, so I didn't make the press time.
No comment.
It's only three.
Mike, you want to come up and sign? And Linda's not here, right? Nope. I don't see her out in there. So I'll take that one. You want to sign there. Thank you. Public comments? Come on. Guys, this is your shot.
Are we really getting out of here before 10 o'clock?
Before 7:30?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. Brian.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes.
Mark. Yes. Josh.
Yes.
Tim.
Yes.
And Mike.
Yes.
I always like some.